disappointed in because you liked so much of what you saw, and then to have it go away from you like that, it's frustrating. It's tough. It's tough to lose a game like that.
Paul, what did you see in the third period?
If you're looking at for a primary indicator there, we stopped making plays with this puck. Like I thought we moved the puck through two periods as well as we had that I've seen, flat passes, strong passes, and then I thought we just stopped making those passes. And we threw a lot of pucks back and away, and you just can't give that team the opportunities to counter on you like that. And so there's always other things, but the overriding sentiment is when you get into those games and you have that lead, it's not a matter of sitting back. We just stop moving the puck. We stop making plays. I mean, you can defend. They're going to get their chances. But when you have control of the puck in your end and through the neutral zone, we moved it so very well through two periods. And you know they're going to get a pushback, so it's not going to be easy to move the puck. But we came off the idea of making those plays. And you see that with a team that's trying to hold on to something when there's no need to try to hold on to anything in a third period of a hockey game.
Would it be a stretch to say that was the best you've played in the first two periods and then the worst you've played in the third?
Execution-wise, through two. I don't know. I've seen some third periods like that. Maybe not quite the shot totals, but the contrast would certainly be accurate.
How troubling is that?
Not insofar as it's going to be a hallmark of our team. I mean, the fact of the matter is we're not coming in here and putting 60 shots up on Anaheim to 12. I mean, that's not happening. At the same time, you know, you have to develop that confidence to move the puck and to make plays. You cannot kick pucks back into the neutral zone. We gave them too much time with the puck. I mean, our gaps was as good through two periods as I've seen, and tight. You know, the gaps will loosen a little bit in the third. They'll start to spring some things, but even if they have better control of the game in the third period, you shouldn't be giving up what we gave up to them.
For lack of a better term, killer instinct. How do you develop that in your
career? I don't. So that kind of gives you the idea that we thought the game was over, and so you'd sit back and not put them away. I mean, Brian Little's got a breakaway to make it 5-1, but I think it was the opposite. It was too much clenching of the cheeks in the third, more than. I know exactly what you're saying, Gary. I never got the sense in that third period that we were looking to take an easy way out. It was the opposite of what was happening to us. They want to win so bad. You know, they want to protect what they did through two periods by how they played in the third. And we just can't, and I don't think any team can play like that. It's the puck movement. And you can see it. Relax the hands, move your feet, move the pucks, make your plays. And we just stopped doing that.
You've seen this group enough.
Yeah.
Can they find that? Can this?
Yeah.
These men can do that?
Yeah. The weight of and, you know, you're talking to them, you know, it's been two or three years that, you know, they've missed the playoffs and all that. That's got to disappear from their mentality. And having, you know, lack of a better word, but almost fun in these situations, getting to relish the fact that you played your ass, sorry, you played as hard as you could through two. You've earned the 4-1 win, and you can't, but that some of it's pressure, some of it's, we've seen this movie before, where they're coming at us, and we stop making plays, and that's the first thing. You know, your feet stop moving, your hands stop moving, and absolutely it can get better.
Well, when you say that, are you talking about confidence? Is that seems like something a confident team...
Yeah, I think there's a word there, you know, confidence, and the fact that one goal against won't sink the ship, and all those kind of things, but... there isn't a guy. I mean, we had 20 guys feeling like they were a part of it on that bench tonight through two, and nobody wanted to be the guy to make the play that cost you the goal, and you could feel that happen on the bench. That's why I called the timeout, and we've got to be able to change that mentality that they keep wanting to be the guy that makes the play that finishes the game, you know. And Gary said killer instinct, the word of that confidence to go out and play for the next goal and have the confidence to play that way. Yeah, we, nothing that I think is going to be an issue. It was an issue for how we started the overtime, but not for tomorrow.